For the record, I did not even ask them to come up here. They're maturing. Good morning. As I was preparing today's bulletin this week, today's call to worship jumped out at me, but with a twist. So what if I changed, I know you don't have your bulletins with you, but what if I changed the light print and you still said the bold print? So look at your call to worship. And you can say it with me, but you don't have to. So I'm going to say a new light print. God, the days aren't easy, and I have fears and doubts. But in God, our hearts are glad. God, there is evil all around us, and the world tries to bring us down. But in God, our hearts are glad. God, sometimes I can't hear your voice, and I want to do things on my own. But in God, our hearts are glad. Does God want to hear those kinds of statements? Yes, he does. He wants to hear our hearts. And he knows that times are tough and not all days are going to be easy. And we have fears and doubts about what's coming. But he knows we can't live a happy life or a successful life without him in it. He knows that. We may seem to be happy for a little while, but without God in our lives, things come tumbling down quickly. However, on the flip side of that coin, he doesn't promise that as Christians and followers that everything's going to be perfect. We have a sign in our house that says, faith doesn't make things easy, it makes them possible. So God doesn't promise to pave our paths in life with gold, but he does promise to walk beside us. So when we include him and spend time with him and listen to him, when we seek his guidance and surround ourselves with like-minded people, he's there with us every step of the way. When we strive to live for his kingdom and live as he instructs, things are better. So I want you to listen to today's scripture, and I want you to hear what God says about putting faith in worldly things or being selfish, and what he says about our wants versus our needs. So let's strive to live for God's kingdom and bring others along with us on the journey. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, while we strive to live for you and in your kingdom, remind us that you go with us. Help us to keep our eyes, ears, and hearts tuned to you for support, love, encouragement, grace, and peace. You love us so much, and we love you. Amen.